woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone. But God sent Elijah to make his word known. He said, woman, don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you even ask him, help us on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Oh, just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Oh, a brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. The troubles of this life come by, the burden gets you down. You think no one is listening, you think no one's around. Just remember what his word says, trust him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heavens, cause help is on the way. On the way. Oh, a brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Oh, help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Oh, just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Oh, a brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Oh, help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. No, help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. So just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Well, I said help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. All the troubles of this life come by, the burdens get you down. Oh, you think no one is listening, you think no one's around. Just remember what his word says, trust him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heavens, cause help is on the way. Oh, just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Oh, a brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Oh, help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. I surely believe that. You have walked me through the valleys of the shadows dark and low, and that's reason enough to believe. And you have shown me endless mercies, oh why I'll never know, and that's reason enough for me. Oh, you can't give up. So I won't wait for signs and wonders to teach me how to trust. 'Cause you've already proven, Lord, the depths of your great love. You took the cross willingly, spilled your precious blood, and that's reason enough to believe. Yes, that's reason enough for me. When I took your grace for granted, I was granted even more, and that's reason enough to believe. Oh, and with compassion you convinced me I'm not hopeless anymore, and that's reason enough for me. And I won't wait for signs and wonders, Lord, to teach me how to trust. 'Cause you've already proven, Lord, the depths of your great love. You took the cross away, spilled your precious blood, and that's reason enough to believe. Yes, that's reason enough. We got a good reason to hold on tonight. Oh, and I won't wait for signs and wonders, Lord, to teach me how to trust. Oh, 'cause you've already proven, Lord, depths of your great love. Oh, you took the cross away, spilled your precious blood, and that's reason enough to believe. Yes, that's reason enough for me. Oh, and that's reason enough to believe. Yes, that's reason enough for me. Hallelujah. We've got reason to believe tonight. You might feel like God's not done much for you. And if He never does anything else for us, we've got enough reason already to go on. We've heard enough gospel to believe. Amen. So I won't wait for signs and wonders, Lord, to teach me how to trust. Oh, 'cause you've already proven, Lord, the depths of your grace. You took the cross willingly and spilled your precious blood, and that's reason enough to believe. Yes, that's reason enough. Oh, don't you just believe tonight? Can't you believe? And I won't wait for signs and wonders, oh, to teach me how to trust. 'Cause you've already proven, Lord, the depths of your great love. You took the cross away, spilled your precious blood, and that's reason enough to believe. Yes, that's
reason enough for me.
Oh, I praise God, I praise God. Oh, praise God, praise God.
John saw a golden city, New Jerusalem come down. 12 jasper walls and gates of pearl set splendor all around. And he tells about a river of life that flows beneath the throne, where we'll drink and live eternally in a mansion all our own. Oh, if that don't make you wanna go,
brother, if that don't make you wanna go,
sister,
that don't make you wanna go
to heaven,
I don't know what does.
They say there is no heartache there and no more curse of sin. No sickness and no cross to bear, and death can enter in. No fighting and no battlefields, no or no enemy. Where the lemon line lay side by side in that land of perfect peace.
Oh, if that don't make you want to go, brother, if that don't make you want to go,
sister,
if that don't make you want to go,
heaven,
I don't know what does.
Don't make you wanna go,
brother. If that don't make you wanna go,
sister.
That don't make you wanna go,
heaven.
I don't know what to.
They say there is no heartache there and no more curse of sin. No sickness and no cross to bear and death can enter in. No fighting and no battlefields, no war, no enemy. Where the lemon line lay side by side in that land of perfect peace.
Well, if that don't make you wanna go, brother, if that don't make you wanna go,
sister,
that don't make you wanna go,
heaven,
I don't know what does.
No worries and no more to fear, our faith will be made sigh. It's a glorious land of endless day where Jesus is the light. Got a lot of friends and loved ones there, and a Savior I will meet. And I'll lay my crown of jewels down when I bow at Jesus' feet.
Oh, if that don't make you want to go, brother, if that don't make you want to go,
sister,
that don't make you want to go,
brother,
I don't know what does.
Well, if
that don't make you want to go,
brother, if
that don't make you want to go,
sister,
that don't make you want to go
to heaven.
I don't know what
a man named Job, how he lost all he had. Devil came against him, things were looking bad. Job fell to the ground and worshiped God that day. He fell upon the rock, what he lost was twice repaid. Lord, you're the rock
that I stand on when the ground underneath me rolls away. You're the rock that I lean on when the strength is giving way.
Lord, you're the rock
that protects me from the trials of this dark and dreary land. You're the rock that I stand on. I'm holding to your hand.
Yeah. When burdens come against you, they're more than you can bear. He'll be a friend to lean on. He'll always hear your prayer. Don't think you have to carry your burden all alone. Give him to the rock, the chief cornerstone.
Or to the rock that I stand on when the ground underneath me rolls away. You're the rock that I lean on when my strength is giving way.
Lord, you're the
rock that protects me from the trials of this dark and dreary land. You're the rock that I stand on. I'm holding to your hand.
Lord, you're the rock
that I stand on. You're the rock that I lean on when my strength is giving way.
Lord, you're the
rock that protects me from the trials of this dark and dreary land. You're the rock that I lean on. I'm holding to your hand.
Lord, you're
the rock that I stand on. I'm holding to your hand.
It's a land of light beyond the crystal sea. Well, it's a land of life where living is forever. Well, where the sting of death will claim no victory. Well, we are nothing more than just a passing shadow. Well, till we reach the land of living, just beyond the crystal sea. The sun is nothing but a legend in this paradise of dreams. For the Lamb will be the only light we'll need. Well, it's soothing walls of jasper built by hands unseen. It's a land of life beyond the crystal sea. Well, oh, it's a land of life where living is forever. Victory. Well, we are nothing more than just a passing shadow. Well, till we reach the land of living,
thank God,
just beyond the
praise God, hallelujah.
Well, oh, it's a land of life where living is forever. Oh, where the sting of death will claim no victory. Well, we are nothing more than just a passing shadow. Well, till we reach the
beyond the crystal sea.
Thank
God. Oh, it's a land of life where living is forever.
I guess it's our lot to preach, and we're going to try to do our best. We was nervous all week long about this service. Just seemed like our minds wasn't just set. And I said, well, maybe this is it. And when I got up here singing, I said, well, you're going to have a shouting time. That's going to be it, you know. But I felt like this afternoon, God began to deal with me on some scriptures. And you just pray for us. We won't try to preach too long. We're not too long-winded, but we'll try to preach what we have and get out of the way, and let's just let God have his way tonight. How about it? Amen. If you promise me you'll obey the Lord, I promise you I'll do it. Amen. We'll just get in here and have a good time in the Lord. How about that? All right. In Psalms chapter number 40, if you got your Bible, I'd like to read with us. Psalm chapter number 40. And we're going to start with verse number 1. We appreciate the deans, I tell you. We just enjoyed all weekend being with them. And they're just great friends of ours. Been knowing them for years. And just great friends. And they got one of our girls and took them back up to Virginia. And so, you know, it just sort of vice versa. That goes, what goes around comes around, I guess. All right, Psalm 40, verse number 1. Says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me. Ain't you glad of that? And heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Amen. And set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I want to take a little thought out of that second verse. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. I want to preach on a little thought tonight, if the Lord will help me, on don't die in the pit. Amen. Don't die in the pit. I thought this afternoon, I went over Brother David's and I didn't get to meditate on the Lord watching the back of my eyelids this afternoon. I did a little bit over my father-in-law's, but I was worried about the service. I needed something from God. I went to the river there, and I tell you, it's a beautiful place he's got over there. And I walked down to the river, just sat down there on the edge, and I felt like God began to talk to me about these scriptures.
All right.
Amen. Don't die in the pit. Amen. I don't know where you're at tonight. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. The devil has a pit for you.
Yeah. Amen.
He'd like to get you in it. Amen.
Right.
Amen. I looked up pit, and it means a low, miry place. A place hard to get out of. Amen. I also was thinking about that. It's a place of lost hope.
Yeah.
Amen. Sounds like a bad place, don't it?
Yes. Yes.
I tell you, I don't want to get in that place. Amen. A bad place. It sounds like a terrible place. But I'm going to tell you, as Christians, we go through things. Amen. Brother Eddie Ray, we go through trials and different places. And if we're not careful, amen, the devil will get us into a pit.
Come on.
Amen. A low place, a miry place. That is hard to get out of. Amen. Amen. I've been there. I've been exactly, amen, there in a place like that.
Yeah.
Amen. Where I had to pray and seek God. Amen. For a few days to try to get out of there where I was at. I was in a low place, Brother Eddie Ray.
I was in a place I didn't like to be in. Amen. A very low place. Amen. My spirit was low. Amen. I couldn't feel God nowhere around. And I prayed and I prayed. Amen. But after a while, amen, the rescue came. Amen. And I got out of that place where I was at. Amen. I prayed too, and God set me out of that place. I'm going to tell you, it's not fun getting in the pit.
No, it's not, brother.
Amen. There's a, it's a place of death.
Yes, that's right.
If you're not careful, you'll die down there.
Come on. Come on, Tracy.
I've known several people that got into the pit and got marred up into sin. Amen. And got marred up into, amen, the things of this world and the cares of life. Amen. And they never got out of it. Amen. They never got to back to the place where they once was in God. Amen. They stayed down there and they died in the pit.
Oh my, help us. Amen.
Felt like God spoke to me today. The devil's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you know why Jesus came? He said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Amen. I tell you, I'm glad he came. Ain't you? Amen. He come to bring you out of that pit. Amen. He don't want you to be in there just like you don't want to be in there. Amen. He wants to get you out of there. I'm going to go ahead and tell this right here. I don't take me comical, but I heard a story of two frogs. Brother Eugene tells about this. Said they was hopping down the road. One of them got and fell into a, you know, you seen it old ruts, you know, where the tires done went over and got them made a hole. Old rut down, he fell down in there and he was hopping trying to get out of there. And the other said, man, I'm a busy man. You know we had somewhere to go to, but you're here in this hole. I gotta go on. Anyway, here in a little while, here come that other frog. Running up to him, catching up. He said, man, how'd you get out of that hole? He said, I'm gonna tell you, a big old transfer truck was coming, and I had to get out. Amen. Well, I'm gonna tell you, there's a devil coming after your soul. Amen. He's after you tonight. Amen. And this is for our life. You better get out before it's too late. We got to get out. You know, I've been there. And I said to myself, Tracy, you can't stay in here. You ever get into an old pity party? Huh? Boy, Tracy, you can't stay in here. I got to get out of here. Realize it's the devil fighting you. You done slipped off into that pit. I got to get out of this place. Amen. How do you get out? Well, one way you get to praying. Get to calling out on God. Amen. Keep going to church. Don't let up. Amen. Matter of fact, go to church more. Amen. Get in the house of God more. Amen. Get into where help is. Amen. Go to where the help is at. Amen. This is where the help is at tonight. You've come to the right place.
Yes.
I'm glad Brother Ed Rainham sung that song. It really gave me some hope that I had the right message tonight. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Amen. Amen. It may look dark right now. Just hold on. Amen. If all you can do is stand, that's all the Bible tells you to do. Stand. He wants you to run. But if that's all you can do, just stand there. Don't give up ground. Stand. Keep praying. Keep doing what you can. Amen. God will lead you out. I've got some preacher brethren up here. They got some scripture for me. We're going to see a little story tonight. I think the guy in the red shirt, I can't think of his name right now. He came up, was in youth camp with us, and ain't that a shame on me. Amen. All right, brother, I think you got Luke chapter number 22. Let's listen here. Luke 22, verse number 50.
And one of them smote the servant of the high priest.
Come on.
30.
Come on.
Keep on going.
Yeah, keep on.
and cut off his right ear.
Uh-huh.
Jesus answered and said, "Suffer ye thus far."
And he
touched his ear and healed him.
Yeah.
Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and the captains of the temple and the elders,
come on,
which are come to him, be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staffs.
Right.
When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hand against me.
Come on.
This is your hour and power of darkness.
Now listen. Come on, read on.
And they took him and led him and brought him to the high priest's house.
Uh-huh.
And Peter followed afar.
Peter followed afar off. Now he was right. I mean, this is a man that walked on water. This is a man that was one of the 12 disciples. Here Peter is now, and he's following him afar off. Read on.
And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, and were set down together, Peter sat down among them.
Peter sat down among them. Listen.
But a certain maid beheld him that as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him.
This man was also with him. But listen what he said.
And he denied him, saying, woman, I know him not.
Woman, I know him not. You know what he's doing? He's sliding now. He's slipping down in that pit. Come on, read on. Come on.
And after a little while, another saw him
and
said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not.
Man, I am not. Come on, read on.
And about the space of 1 hour after the confirmity, affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow also was with him, of he is of a Galilean.
Yeah, come on.
And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he spake, the cock crew.
Listen, immediately, while he spake, the cock crew. You remember the story, how Jesus said, before this night is over, you're going to deny me 3 times.
Yeah, come on.
The cock crew, and what happened?
Peter went out and wept bitterly.
Peter stayed right where he was at. That's the difference. Peter said, well, there's no man, no longer. I'm no use in following after him. I'm in this pit. I can't get out. There's no use in following after him anymore. I might as well quit. I might as well go on back home. That's all we would have ever heard of Peter. But the Bible said that Peter
went out
and he wept bitterly. Amen. He went out. Though he's in the pit, yet he's crying out. Amen. I've denied God. Amen. He's crying out. Amen. He's beginning to weep tears of bitterness. Amen. Tears of sorrow. Amen. Of repentance. Amen. God. Amen. I didn't mean to do that. Would you help me here? I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people that's done it. They've got to that place right there and they quit. What kind of fight is in you? Young people, we got to fight to stay in this. Amen. You may fall. You may slip. Amen. You may fall sometime. But I'll tell you, it's what you do after the fall. Amen. That counts. Amen. It's what you do afterwards that's going to count. Amen. Are you going to stay down or are you going to cry out to him? Thank God. Amen. It's what we do afterwards. I've been right there. But oh, I heard, you ever heard the testimony of Christopher Columbus? My, my. I tell you what, they call him a slave trader and a bunch of stuff, and they, but I'm going to tell you, you ought to hear his testimony. He said, I was a most unworthy sinner. He said, but I cried out to God for grace and mercy, and they have covered me completely. Amen. I'm going to tell you, that's exactly what will happen to you if you cry out for grace and mercy. He will cover you completely. There's people that's got right there and just quit. Where'd my other brother at? All right, come on. I want you to read Mark 16, verses 1 through 7. We're going to read a little bit here. Mark 16, verse 1 through 7.
And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had sweet spices.
Come on.
That they might come and anoint him.
They might come and anoint him.
And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun.
Yeah.
And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?
Come on.
And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great.
Uh-huh.
And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment.
Come on.
And they were affrighted.
Uh-huh.
And he saith unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen.
He is risen.
He is not here.
Yeah.
Behold, the place where they laid him.
The place where they laid him.
But go your way.
But go your way.
Tell his disciples.
Tell his disciples.
And Peter.
Who?
Praise God. And Peter.
Tell his disciples and who?
And Peter.
Tell his disciples and Peter. Peter. Amen. Tell them what? What do you want him to tell them?
That he goeth before you into Galilee.
Amen. All right. Brother Eddie Ray, read. Come on. Amen. Amen. Here he is. Amen. He done met up with the Lord. Amen. They done got back together. Listen to what Jesus tells him.
So when they had dined, saith to Simon Peter.
Jesus said unto Simon Peter.
Simon. Son of Jonas.
Lovest thou me more than these?
He saith to him,
Yea, Lord.
Thou knowest I love you.
Amen. Come on.
He saith unto him.
Feed my lambs.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
He saith again to him the second time.
Uh-huh.
Simon, son of Jonas.
Lovest thou me?
And he said unto him.
Jesus said unto him.
Yea, Lord.
Thou knowest that I love thee.
He said,
Feed my sheep. Come
on. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?
Son of Jonas, lovest thou me?
Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me?
See, he realized. Went back to his sin, he remembered. But what did he say?
He said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things.
Lord, you know all things.
Hallelujah.
You know all things, God. Come on up here. Amen, brother. I don't believe Jesus was saying that in a hard voice.
No.
Amen. I believe he had his hand around him. Simon, son of Barjona, you love me. Amen. I believe he was doing it in love.
Yes.
I believe he was reaching out to Peter.
Yes. Amen. Lord, that was not me nor these.
Yeah.
Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee.
Thou knowest that I love you.
Amen. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep.
Hallelujah. He didn't kick him out the door. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, he brought him up out of a horrible pit. He brought him up out of a horrible place. Out of that horrible pit where he was at. And if you read on, when we get into Acts, you found out where Peter was when he got to preaching that great message. For these are not drunk, as ye suppose, since it but the third hour of the day. But this is that. Man, he could preach after that.
Yeah, he preached. God had called him. Jesus had called him. Brought him up out of that horrible pit. Set him out. But Peter
standing up.
Standing up.
But Peter standing up.
He wasn't denying anymore. But he was standing up amongst that crowd. Hey man, he was standing up amongst that crowd of people.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No more denying. I'm gonna tell you. I got down by that river. I got to thinking about some things as I felt like God began to give me this. I'm going to tell you, you can be one of the best Christians there is, and you find yourself in that pit. Margaret went through a little something here. Few months ago, a few months ago. And we didn't know what to do. And she didn't know what to do. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. Depression is very real. Depression is very real, and though it is real, the devil uses that to get you in that pit. You know, she couldn't sleep, and she was having trouble sleeping at night. I mean, staying up during the day, and at night she couldn't get no rest. And I'm just going to preach like I feel. It's what come to me. And I was down there by the river, and I got thinking. I said, you know, we went to church, and Brother Gene and them have church on Saturday nights. And we go there. And it wasn't many nights, was it, that we didn't have her pray for. Y'all wasn't praying for over there. We was praying for her. And she got in that pit. You remember what I said earlier? A place of lost hope. Hopelessness. I begin to think about that. I don't know how you feel about this, but every time we try to get her pray for or do something, request prayer, you say, well, that ain't faith. Well, I'm going to tell you, we come enough, we bring her up enough, we would believe in God, and I would believe in God that he was going to touch her. Huh? But if not that time, we're going to bring her back again. That's just a testimony to, hey, I ain't going to quit. We're not going to give up. We're going to trust God in this. Hey, man, God's going to move for us. I remember a night, we was at Bethel. We got up, and I can't remember the song we were singing. But I remember as the Spirit of God fell, she began to shout. I walk around and shout around up there. As the Spirit of God come by. Now I'm going to tell you, Brother Randy, she may not be completely healed. Amen, but I've since watched her. Amen, take naps during the day, which she couldn't do. Amen, I've since watched her. Amen, sleep beside me at night. Amen, what she couldn't do. God has helped her. Bring her out. Bring her out. And I'm going to tell you, that may not be what you're going through. But if you're in that pit, you're in a horrible pit. It's horrible to you. Horrible place. But what can we do? I tell you what we do. We're going to cry out to Him. David said, I'll look unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh
from the Lord. Amen. I'm going to look into the hills from which come my help. Amen. That's where my help's coming from. Can I get y'all back up here, Brother Eddie Ray? You got some scripture, read it. But don't y'all sing. Just hold on. But if you got some scripture, go ahead. Hold along. Help is on the way. I'm going to tell you, we didn't want to lose my father. I'm going to tell you a little story about my father right quick. My dad had a stroke. Was completely paralyzed from the neck down for a year and a half. But he had on Thursday, on the Saturday, never been saved before, Brother Randy. I never heard him pray. But on that Saturday night in this horrible pit where he was at, God had mercy. My cousin Adam, I was sitting in the waiting room. My cousin Adam come running in where I was at, grabbed me, amen, turned off and run back. I didn't realize what was going on. But I'm going to tell you, when I walked in that room, amen, I immediately met the presence of God as I stepped into that room. As I heard my daddy trying to pray in that stuttered voice of his, amen, that stroke he got him into, amen, but he was calling out on God. And I'm going to tell you, before that prayer was through, he didn't have to tell us he was saved. I didn't have to go out and tell people he was saved. Amen, we just knew it. God brought him out of it. That don't mean he was healed. He got saved. And I'm thankful for that. A year and a half later, I was in church. Brother Daniel and we didn't know what to do. You know, the family, we wanted to see him healed. We prayed. And we'd had church over there and we wanted to see God heal him. You know, you ever read the book, what's that, where it talks about the dungeon of despair? What is it? Pilgrim Progress? We done got into the dungeon of despair, you know. No way, no hope in it. I didn't see no hope in it. But you know what I got to praying? I finally got to praying. I said, God, if you're not going to heal my daddy, I got a little book about Brother Autry Davis and how he took his wife's hand, held his hand up and said, God, if you're not going to heal my baby, would you send the best angel you got and come and get her? And immediately God's come down where he was at and carried her home. Amen. I was in church that Wednesday night at Bethel with the home folks there. I got to testifying that Wednesday before he died. And I've been to praying. And I was in that dungeon. But I've been to praying. I said, God, if you're not going to heal him, would you send your best angel you got? Would you come and get him? Amen. He's laying here suffering. Amen. And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost passed by. Amen. In that service as I spoke that and brought a peace. I knew then, Daddy's going home here in a few days. I'm going to tell you something. That Saturday night, actually that Friday night, Saturday morning, at about 20 minutes to 2, my daddy crossed from this life over to the other side. We didn't want to see him go. But you know what happened? I'm going to tell you, I don't care what, I have a hope now my daddy's saved. Once was a horrible pit. And it was a horrible pit while he was in there with that. But I'm going to tell you something. God brought him out. He saved him. Amen. Sent him apart. Hallelujah. Brother Ray, I got to thinking about that. Down by that river. I got to thinking about, there might be somebody here tonight that's been in that pit. You say, preacher, I just don't know how to get out. I just don't see no hope.
Come on, brother.
heard a little song one time. I was in that pit. And it helped me. Sounds like just a silly little song. But I was in that pit, and I was in a low place, Brother Eddie Ray. Then it come on the radio. I tell you, God has a way of getting us out of there.
He does.
You know what? I got to listen to that song. And it got to talking about, it said, caught between a rock and a very hard place. Coming in last in the big rat race. There's little doubt. I'm all washed out, brother. I'm in a jam. Quickly I look to the left and right. Not another a living soul in sight. Hey, man. How's the rest of it go, Mark? Huh? My back's to the wall. Nobody to call but the great I am. Then it went on and said, for Jesus is hope. When there is no hope, he's waiting on me at the end of my rope. I call his name. He's just the same, whether night or day. I know that he'll never gonna let me down. I can feel angels all around. Jesus is hope. When there is no hope, he can make a way. Thank God. Amen. There is hope in Jesus. You don't have another hope. That's the only hope you got. That's the only hope you need. Is in Jesus. He is our only hope. I'm going to tell you, if we make it to heaven, it ain't by our power. It's by his. Amen. Amen. If we make it, Brother Eddie Ray. Amen. A little song says, I'll lay my crown at the master's feet. Amen. I'm going to tell you it's because of him.
Yes. Amen.
That's why we're going to get to go. Amen to heaven. Sing when you're ready.